Daf Yomi Sanhedrin. We're going to learn Daf Gimel now, because that's where we're up to. Okay, so okay, we learned Rav Avohu's Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said Dini Momenes Bishlosha. Again, when we talk about Sanhedrin, we talk about a Beis Din. We're talking about a Beis Din really primarily with a koach, with jurisdiction. Not like nowadays, most Beis Din do not have automatic jurisdiction. But we're talking about a Beis Din of a town or of a zor, because we'll learn in the Gemara, there's an ear has a Beis Din and the Shevet has a Beis Din, and sometimes even according to certain Rishonim, an Ezor had a Beis Din, and they were appointed and empowered by the Beis Din HaGadol. And they have jurisdiction. They could be co-fed people to do things. They have automatic jurisdiction. Not like now, that practically no Beis Din virtually in the world has jurisdiction. Maybe in like New Square or such kehilos, there's jurisdiction. Or if you're a Belzer and there's a Belzer Beis Din, maybe. But they always sign and they accept the jurisdiction of the Beis Din. Anyway, so Rav Avohu learned the Gemara of Maskana that Bezum and Bez was that Erev Parshius Sivkan, and therefore you need three, both for Momenus and for Gzelus Vachavolos. Momenus, I'm sorry, for Hodos Valdos and for Gzelus Vachavolos. And really, Meikar Adin, you would need Mumchin also because of Erev Parshius Kosivkan. So you know three because it says three times Elohim in the Parsha, but Elohim also implies you need Smuchim. And that we know you don't need by Hodos Valdos. So that's a Takana de Rabbanon, as just like you don't need Drisha Vachakira, Rabbanon allowed us to get away without Drisha Vachakira proper by Momenus, because Shaloitino Delos Bifnei Lovin. So here also, if you would make an onerous requirement for a Beis Din, commerce, the wheels of commerce would dry up, would slow down, it wouldn't go smooth. And therefore, yeah. Okay, Ihochi, so the Gemara says, if you need three, by Hodos Valdos also, except that Hedjotos Aksherim, Tartei Ktoni, what did Rav Avohu say? The Dini Momenus Bishlosha, and Gzelus Lachavolos Bishlosha, that interprets that the Dini Momenus Bishlosha, and what are the Dini Momenus that are Bishlosha, are Gzelus Lachavolos. Ihochi Tartek Tony Rashi Ihochi Devodos Valdos Shlosha Beinon Lomalela Rabbi Abolu Muhammad Nisan Bamehain Ketoni Dini Momenus Beshlosha Umahain. And what are they? Gzeilos Vachavolos Tartek Tony Rashi Matsula Meimar Dini Momenus Dino Dos Valdos, like regular Mekachumemkar Halvos, the word hodos we said means that a person's moda that he owes money. Bishlosha koldu ugzeilos vachavolos would be begimel mumchin umishum dechalukim bedineihem, because one needs mumchin meaning smuchin. Here mumchin means smuchin, a direct smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, the links in the chain. Therefore lo kolina b'chad klola, that's why we didn't say it as one. All monetary matters need shlosha, because some need mumchin and some don't. So that's a very nice interpretation of the Mishnah. Dini Momenus, which would mean Hodos Valdos Bishlosha, even Hedyotos, and Gzeilos Vachavolos Bishlosha. That's question number one on Rav Avohu. The old Shlosha Shlosha Lameli, Rashi Ichad Ktoni, if it's Dini Momenus Bishlosha Umahein Gzeilos Vachavolos, Lameli Lamisni Trezin the Shlosha, Hochi Boy Lamisni, Dini Momenus and Gzeilos Vachavolos Begimel. So the word shlosha, it doesn't read well according to Rav Avohu. Elamar Rava, we're going to say a different pshat. Tartek Tani, there's two different dinim, and Hodos Valdos are shlosha hedyotos, and Gzeilos Vachavolos are shlosha mumchim mishud Rabbi Chanina. Mishud Rabbi Chanina. Tartek Tani vade gimel beinon, they are parshus ksiv kan, umiu behedyotos sagi mishud Rabbi Chanina of loishotinol delas bifnei lovin. Tachi Kamar, Dini Momenus, Dainu Hodos Valdos, Bishlosha Yotos, Ukvelos Vechavolos, Bishlosha Mumchus. So we're keeping Rav Avohu's Shita about the requirements for each type of monetary matter. but we're interpreting the Mishnah this way rather than the way Rav Avohu interpreted it. Rav Achabrid Ravika Omar, he's already going to be cholek on Rav Avohu's requirements of a bezdin. Midioraiso chadma mikosher. If you're talking about whole dogs valvols, taka not gazelos vachavolos, which like Hezek and the like. Well, let's stick to gazelos vachavolos, right? So, but you're talking about regular, normal, everyday commerce matters. So midioraiso chadma mikosher. One dayan could have that koach. Again, what it means is nowadays, again, if they're makabel one could be done anything in the world virtually, except if you need a bezdin, let's say by chalitza, you need a bezdin, so they can't be makabel one to be a bezdin by chalitza. There's no one to be makabel. That's more of a ritual matter that it needs a bezdin. It needs three, but here it says midrash chadam mikasha means one would have a din of a bezdin with all of the requirements. He could be appointed in the town as the bezdin. He could force people to come in front of him. He could have all the authority and jurisdiction of a bezdin. That's what it means. Midiraiso chadnami kosher, baudo baudo, tichsiv tishpot, shenema b'tzedek tishpot abisecha, tichsiv tishpot lo shen yochid. Ve'ein erev parshios kan, and he doesn't hold that the erev parshios, that adol akim, that mixed into the parsha of the kofer by a shomer is asheyomar ki huzeh, which is hodos v'holbos. Umaslisim v'adei tartik toni. Now for sure, the Mishnah has two different dinim, k'di aminon. And now the shlosha is only midrabanon. Umi shlosha b'dos v'holbos, lad midiraisa el midrabanon. In other words, according to Rav Avohu, you need three, even by hodos v'holbos, and you need smuchin. And Rabbanon notched it down, that you don't need smuchin. According to Rav Achabrid Ravika, Rabbanon notched it up. You need one, not a samuch, and Rabbanan notched it up that you need three. It says Elam Shem Yoshvei Kronos Tagorim Shem Bekiyim B'Tiv Dinim V'Yizakei Zachaya V'Yichayev Zazakei. Rabbanan were afraid to stop being samuch on one person. They're going to go to a person that's not bucky like this. My father Olav HaShalom used to say in those days, I don't know if you would say it nowadays, but in those days he used to say, in Europe apparently glatt kosher was not such a, they weren't makbid on glatt kosher, many people, it was not normative to be makbid on the real glatt kosher. So he used to tell me, but in America, he used to say, who knows if it's kosher, it's a shrek. So at least if they say it's glatt kosher, you have a fighting chance that it's kosher, because it's the highest, because then the whole shechita and the whole run is the highest standard run. So he says, you have a fighting chance. So that's what the Gemara is saying now. Yeah, if you only go to one guy, who knows if he's competent or not? So you have to go to three, so you have a fighting chance that one is competent. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara answers, this is the Shakal Vitaria. I anticipated the Shakal Vitaria. You can't get like people three that are not really learned. Right? The Gemara says, the Yetzer, the Lesbihu, Chad the Gomer. You're always going to have one guy that knows the stuff. So, yeah, like I say, you have a fighting chance if you have three. Now, obviously, they wouldn't appoint Lechatchila two incompetents and one Baki. But it means, in general, you start appointing, but they didn't for town, so you assume you'll get at least one very competent person of the three. Rashi, Gezerim, Shemiosh, Rikon, Tavon, Shemiosh, Dimak, Dayot, Dinim. The Gomer, Shoshama Mechachomim, Umedain and Ilchus Din Milve. He knows, even if he's not learning himself, but he learned from his Rebbeim and he remembers. Gemara asks, Elamayata, if the Araisa had Yotos have Rishus to be done, Hodos Valvos, To'u Lo Yishalmu, To'u Rishus Nachti Afilu Midi Araisa. We're going to have a whole sugi later about when Dayonim. When Dayana make a mistake, and it's assumed that they will say when they made a mistake, do they have to pay or not? So the higher the degree of expertise, the more putter they are from paying. You see, it's like a sliding scale. The reasoning being that the more their level of expertise, the more they're considered anusim. You know, they said what they thought, hey, they made a mistake. Sometimes the din is chozer, sometimes the din is not chozer, but that's a different issue. Obviously, if the din is chozer, they don't have to pay, because they can rectify what they did wrong. But many times the din is not chozer for one reason or another. Then the question becomes if they have to pay. If it's known, you could have a situation where it's known they made a mistake, but the din is not chozer. We're learning about that, Mitzvah Shem. The question becomes then, do they have to pay? So the more their level of expertise, so now the Gemara is saying, if these people are perfectly competent, and not especially expert, but they're kosher ladun, so they have reshus min haTorah, so to speak, to be done, so toru lo yishalmu. So the Gemara says, koshkein, the nefishi, yesh mikronos. What's going to happen? If they have no consequence, if they paskin wrong, so everybody will want to be a dayan. Maybe there's a good pension plan for dayanim. It's a good job, good hours. You work from 9 to 12, then you're off for the rest of the day. Then you pay the pension. So, coach game. What? Yeah. So, therefore, they have to pay, at least keeps them honest. My ika bein rovo the ravacha bein the ravika. Rava, Rashi says, Dama midiraisa tlosa b'inon. Oh, that's already in the terrace. I'm sorry. What is ultimately the difference? If they both hold, you need three. So what's the difference which angle you come from? They both explain the Mishnah the same way. Tini momenis b'shlosha means odos v'alvos. Teos v'alvos b'shlosha. Yeah. Tini momenis does not need smuchin. Teos v'alvos need smuchin. So what's the bottom line difference between the two? Mori answers, Ikebineo Dama Shmuel. What Shmuel said, Shnayim Shadonu, but the Yevit, if they were done, not three, but two, Dineyam Din. Elishinikru Bezdin Chotzov. They were over, so he's coming from Rava's perspective. So he's saying what? They were over the Din that you need three. Now, the Gemara is going to say as follows. La Rava Leslie de Shmuel. La Rava Dama Midiraisa Tlosa Beinon Leslie de Shmuel de Omar Dineyam Din. Rava can't countenance that it would be Midiyevit okay because it's Midiraisa Tlosa Beinon. Rava Chabre de Ravika, who holds that it's only Midirabonon that you need three, so it's possible Shmuel's din is at least possible. Isle de Shmuel, so he could hold like Shmuel. Okay, because according to Rava, it's the Oraisa that you need three. And according to Ravacha Bredi Ravika, right, Rava's quoted, not Rabavo. Because Rava's the one that's quoted. Rabavo actually said, Shnaim Shadonu Ein Dineyam Din. He said on that base and base. Shmuel's Choylik on Rabavo in that prat. Shailu's where Shmuel coming from. Sarah Gemara says he's coming from Ravacha Bredi Ravika. And a chanami, according to Rava, that you need three midiraisa, you couldn't say Shmuel's din. Okay, we go weiter. Nezek v'chatzi nez besin chotzuf she'obro al takonos chachomim. That's the chotzuf shebo. Yep. Nezek v'chatzi nezek. The Gemara says nezek hainu chavolos. What does chavolos means? What does chavolos mean? Chavolos pashtus means Reuven was mazik Shimon. What's nezek? Maikori nezek, maikori chavolos, Rashi says. Nezek echad mechavisha dvorim shal chavolosu. Traditionally, chavolos means odom shehizik odom. So, the Gemara is saying nezek is one of the chavisha dvorim of the chovel b'chaveiro of chavolos. So what? So hainu nezek, hainu chavolos. The list of chavolos will avoid nezek. The Gemara says mishin dekavoy lemisni chatzin nezek tonanami nezek shalom. So it puts it together. It wants a complete shigur the lishna. The Gemara says chatzin ezek nami hane chavolos. So it's also nichol and chavolos. You can call that chavolos. A short tam that's mazik a person. You can call it he was choyvel in the person. He wounded the person. He made a chavola, and he pays chatzin ezek. So why can't that all be included in all types of chavolos when a person got injured? The Gemara says, wait, Rashi chatzin ezek nami hane chavolos. The short tam shechoval. In the Mishalim of the Chatzin Nezek, V'chiv the ton of Kabbalos on Chazi Nezek b'mashma. Yep. The more answers, ton of Mamoina, v'ketoni Knossa. He wants to keep separate Mominus and Knossa. The more says, so that's why Chazi Nezek has its own category. Once Chazi Nezek has its own category, so it says Nezek also. The more says, only Chlamandiyom Apalganis k'Knossa. Right, famous machlokes of Bava Kama, whether the Chatzi Nezek of a tam is, so to speak, we'll call it deserved in Dinei Mominus, except the Torah ratcheted it down from Nezek Sholem to Chatzi Nezek, or Adarab, it's not deserved. How did you know Yeshua would go on a rampage? But it's a knas. You have to be more careful. So it ratcheted it up from zero. So honey chlamandiyom apalganis k'knasa. So you could say it kept it as a separate category. Ella chlamandiyom apalganis k'mamoina ma'ikal meimar Rashi chavolos mamoina hu. Okay, I don't know. It's in bold print by you. Chavolos mamoina hu da'af chosei l'dmei. Chatzi nezek is k'nasa hu. This is Rashi's explanation of the tzad of Nezek, of Knasu. Calls Manshla Huad. Really, he shouldn't pay anything. You should watch Yishor. Rachmona hu dechasale, because it was the first time offender. So the Gemara, so according to the Mandiyom Palganis Kamamayna, why don't we include everything in Chavolos? Ella, Aidi de Kaboy Lemisni, Tashlumi Kefil, but Tashlumi Abo Bachamisha, the moment she had a Mishtalim Beryosu, it's not the exact amount, it's not replacement. Here it happens to be more. That's what it means. Ain't a mishalim beroish. Mishalim yosim and I karen. Rashi says the chatzi nezek is also mishalim pochus and I karen. Beroish hainu karen. Like you're replacing the principle. The chsir b'shilam also beroisha. So if it says other things which you're not talking about the principle, talking about more than the principle, tananami chatzi nezek. Even if it's mamoina, but you're talking about. Not the principle, because you're talking about less than the principle. The money shall never stand in the ratio. And then again, we go back and say, but I need to come by the Mr. Chatzi Nezek, Tananami Nezek. So that's why Nezek is separate from Chabolos. I mean, in Pshat in the Mishnah, you can say Chabolos refers to Adam by Adam, and Nezek is put together with Chatzi Nezek, it's Shor by Adam, and it's Nezek Sholem. It's just, why would you make a separate category of it? Why can't you just put it all together? If a show is Azik and Adam, or if an Adam is Azik and Adam. So to that, the answer is, I want to put it together with Chatzi Nezek. So you say, Nezek for Chatzi Nezek. Shlosha min Allah. How taka do you know you need Shlosha? By whatever the imam is that needs Shlosha. You tell him Rabbanon. Nikon Balabai says, oh Elohim. Hare Ken Echad, Ado Elohim Yibod Dibar Shneihem, Hare Ken Shnayim, Asher Yashin Elohim, Hare Ken Shlosha. Dibar Reb Yoshia. Reb Yenison Omer, Rishon Tchila Nehmar, the first time it says Elohim doesn't count. Vein Dorshin Tchilos. You don't make a drasha out of the first time a word appears when there's the simple meaning of the pasuk. And this word fits into the simple meaning of the pasuk. So, well, that's what this Mariam was. You don't have a right to count off from it or to count it, which would be called using it for a drasha. The others hold that it's a regular word, the pshuta shel mikra, but it's also there for the counting. I mean, number one is also pshuta shel mikra. That there's one guy in there. So that's number one. Rishon Tchila Nehmar, Vendoshon Tchilos, in the counting. Ella, Adu Elohim Yabod Dabar Shneihem, is one, Arikan Echad. Shirashin Elohim, Hare Kan Shnayim, and we have a rule, Lame Bezdin Shokul. We have Acher Rabbi Mahatos has to be fulfilled. Osifan Alein Orechod, Hare Kan Shlosha. So you have your three. Neymar, that this Machoikos Tanoim is B'dorsh and Chilos Kamiflugin, that they talk argue with a general Machoikos which would be relevant in all places in Shas. The Marisover Doshin Chilos, the Marisover Ein Doshin Chilos, always, lo. Chuli Alma maybe Ein Doshin Chilos, but here, he darshens it for a reason, Omel Chorab Yoshia, who darshened it here, Im Kain Neim Akro, Benikam Alabayif El Ashofei, My Elho Elohim, so it's an unusual use of the term. Shmamin Elominyana, so it fits in with the other Elohims, which means Shofei, and you count off 1, 2, 3, even if technically, usually, Ein Dorshin Tchilos. Rabbi Yoinah's son, Lishna di Alma Nokat. People use such a Loshin, it's like a Dibbutai Koloshin Meneodim type thing. The Amri Inchi, Mandis Leidina, Likiv Lagabi Daino, meaning not a head yoke. So, Elohim is a Loshin Srora. So, until Dayan Harogil Rashis. Okay, we'll learn all the Rashis. You want a judicial, you know, a judge, like a Chashiv a thing, they're supposed to sit higher. So the Torah uses such a Lashon too because of the Srara, the power that a judge yields. Okay. Rabbi Yeshia, Gemara asks, Leslie based in Nota. It's a good cheshman that you only need to count off two, and then you'll have your third automatically because of the reasoning of Ein Beis and Shokul. Doesn't Rabbi Yoshiya hold that there can't be that there has to be a Beis Din Noita? But Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yosef, Rabbi Yosi Haglili, Oymer Matam Loima Lintois, Acharei Rabim Lahatois. It's a double lashon. Atoyr Amar Aseiluch a Beis Din Noita. So we learn out from there that you taka need a Bezdin Noita, a Bezdin that could tackle, that could split and have a majority. So that's the drasha. So there's a drasha that ain't basically shokel. Is a Yoshi a chaylik with the drasha? Mora says, maybe. Sobalok Reb Yehuda, Doma Shivim, that the Sanhedrin Gedoyla was Shivim, the Tanan Sanhedrin Gedoyla is also Shivim v'yechad, Reb Yehuda me Shivim. Eimad the Shabbos later, Rabbi Yehuda the Gemara says, "The Sanhedrin Gedola, Tchsivi Kroy." It says Shivim Mish, and he doesn't hold Moshe Rabbeinu counts. So it says it explicitly. Bishor Beidina, Bishabbos late. Are you so sure that Rabbi Yehuda would be Machshir, a Bezdin Shokol, not of Sanhedrin Gedola? Tchitei Meloishna, maybe not, no difference. But Tzran Smichas Akena Baritha Zegla. Bishloisha, Dibir Reb Shimon, Reb Yudah Mebachamisha. Pramina Maitaima, Arifas Egla means measuring from the city. The Arifas Egla process. Smicha Zakenim is being Simech their hands on the Parhel of Dover Shal Tzibur. That's what it means, Smicha Zakenim. They represent in Klal Yisrael. Reb Yudah Mebachamisha. Pramina Maitaima, Reb Yudah Vesomchu Shnayim, Ziknei Shnayim, Reim Bezun Shokol. So you see the Rabbi Yehuda. You see the Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Rabbi Yehuda. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, ain't based in Shokol. So you can't use Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Sanhedrin Gedoyla was Shivim Skenim. You can't use that as a source that generally we don't care about Bez and Shokul. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yeshia, Adifim with Rabbi Yehuda. And the Chalami, he doesn't hold of it. The Bez and Shokul. He will Rabbi Yehuda with Sanhedrin Gedoyla who the last lay because of the explicit Pasuk of Bishor Beidina Yisrael, as we just saw. Rabbi Yeshia himself is a Tana, so Bishor Beidina Nami last lay. Hidaka doesn't know that there's that you have to have Bezin Shokul. What do you do if you're stuck? You keep on hearing Dayanim. That's what you do. You keep on hearing Dayanim until you get a majority. I don't know if you have to add two according to him. If you hold Ein Beis and Shokol, you always have to add two, because you have Ein Beis and Shokol. But if you don't hold Ein Beis and Shokol, then maybe you can add just one and have them vote. And he's going to have to vote with one of them. Because it says any idea. Then I went to my other day. Mukim lo b'dinin nefashos. He's made b'dinin nefashos that you need Bezdin, not Shokol. Aber b'dinin moment is low. Let's see some Rashi's here. We're up to the second Rashi. Ein dosh and chilos l'minyan. The l'gufi also the l'boi mumchit. Elohim lo shen gedul over rabbonis. Ein beis in shokol ein ois and beis in zugois. Tzorch l'kayim boi achar rabbim lahatois. Im yischalko l'chatzon ein kan rabbim. Im kein d'loi l'midu shei also l'chtoi d'la shoyfeit. L'gabe dayna itzul dayna rogu d'loi itzul hedjit. If Yeshua the boy Krola, so Yeshlishi, he less lay Bezdin Noitish, it's actually a Bezdin Shokul, they should sky by Antoya Harabim, will the day our boy Shishak Sharon. The boy Bezdin Noitish, Krola, so Yeshlishi, Lomali. The boy Bezdin Noitish, if he needs a Bezdin Noitish, Krola, so Yeshlishi, Lomali. For Tanya, but Kordorish, so Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yudu, the Amosanet, the Gedoy, the Shivim, Tabulu Zugos, Okay, so by Dina Nefashis, book of Dina Nefashis. That's what Lint is. There for sure you need M. Bezdin Shokol. The more he is, the Dina moment is low, the more doesn't shake it. Still looking. Dina moment is, he really doesn't need Bezdin Shokol, really? I love the Tlan Shnaim Oimim Zakai, Bechadom Echayav Zakai, Shnaim Oimim Chayav, Bechadom Echayav Chayav, name of the Lekrab Yeshia. The Krab Yoshi are given the Shlishi Mikroi Olaf Lahu, Lav Mishum Noite, Sorach Shatei Das Shloshton Shoven. Whoa. The more it comes up, at least in the Havamina, with the Svara, since number three is not learned out from Ein Beis and Shokol, and number three is also, so maybe it has to be unanimous. And the lintois would be by Dina Nefashos, that's what we just said. Maybe it has to be unanimous. Because there is a certain logic to it, because you need the Bezdin to Paskin, and number three is also part of the Bezdin in the Pasuk. He's not just there to provide the Achra. So you need three. So maybe you're talking need three. Feel the tamer of Yeshua. Might as well become the chaim in dina nefashos. The might as you go bus the right because by dina nefashos you said he's mighty. You go bus the right. Umad dina nefashos the chamiri. Amarachmon azul bus the ruba dina momenus like koshke. So at the end of the day, you go bus the right there also. But you learn out the third from a pasuk, not from Ein Beis and Shokol. He doesn't only need Beis and Shokol, even by other body. That's why he needs a pasuk for the third one. After the time Rebbe, you might take the chaluk and ask Lina Basar Ruba. Okay. So the Maisa, the need for a third is the Machlokes Tanaim, where you learn it out from, either from the third mention of Elohim, or from Notev, from the Din of Achram Lahatos, from the extra word, Lintos Achram Lahatos. And everybody's moited by Nefashos, you go Bosser, because you have like Tiachri, Rabbi Moros, you have that whole Lima that we had, so that Lima only makes sense if you go Bosser Roy by Din and Nefashos. And there's a shadow if you would learn out momentus from the Foshas with a Kalduchai. Tanar Rabbana Dini momentus Bishloisha. Rabbi Yoimah Bachamisha Kadeshi Yigmar Adin Bishloisha. Always remember that in Lomdus, Bezdin's Paskening. So let's say, in English, newspaper will say, the court ruled today by a vote of 2-1, or the board voted something by a vote of 6-2. So there's a Lomdus there. You're saying the whole board is one entity, or the Bezdin is one entity, and that entity voted yes. The whole entity, all three, or all five, or all seven. Because even you listen to the Lashon, you'll see the Lomdus. By a vote of 3-2, the board voted kach v'kach. By a vote of 2-1, the Bezdin voted kach v'kach. So you're determining. That's why in some places it's even called Bittel Berov. Because if you're saying like the Das Hamiyut is Bottle, because you're ending up, let's say you need a Kazayas. Let's say the din would be you only need Rov. You have Rov out of wheat and a little oat. I'm not saying that's the din. So you say the Miyut's Bottle, you have, and you have a Kazayas. So here, that's why it's called Bittel Berov. And some Tyses of Avakam and other sources, the Bezdin process with Roy is called Bittel Beroy, because it's the whole Bezdin. So you see here, now you can understand where Rebbe's coming from. Rebbe holds you need five, so that there should be three Paskening one way, because you need a Bezdin to Paskin. So a Bezdin didn't Paskin if two said yes and one said no. So the Bezdin didn't Paskin. So the Maskarno, we Paskin like the Tana Kama. That's part of the Uftuachs of Rov, that the Bezdin Paskin. And how do you determine what the Bezdin Paskin? You go Bosa Rov, what the individuals Paskin. But here you have Rebbe saying you're talking to five for that reason, so that a Bezdin could Paskin. The Shikmar Adin Bishlesha. Otto Bitlose, Vila Gomadine Betray. Go Bosa Rov, but you couldn't do it any other way. Because you want three dayanim to give the whole. And as Mori asked, you could do it with three. Mori answers, but you wouldn't have three by the psak. He holds you need a gemara din of three dayanim. Al muksova tlosa kiksivi be gemara din kiksivi. So that would mean that the limudim that you have three is talking about the Gemara Din, not necessarily the Drisha v'Chakira, not necessarily the Shakla v'Tarya, but you need that in the Psak Din. You need three. But God, we'll stop here.